USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. The president is headed back to the White House, and his doctors are confident that he'll be able to safely fulfill his duties. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley says he's confident in the decision to release the president from Walter Reed Medical Center.
Over the past 24 hours, the president has continued to improve. He's met or exceeded all standard hospital discharge criteria. He'll receive another dose of remdesivir here today, and then we plan to get him home. It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturations and his work of breathing, are all normal.
President Trump had been at Walter Reed since Friday after revealing that he and the First Lady had tested positive for coronavirus. Hearings on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination are now officially on the Senate Judiciary Committee's calendar. The committee chair, Senator Lindsey Graham, set the hearings to begin on October 12th. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Stocks rallied on Monday following news that President Trump was leaving Walter Reed Medical Center. The Nasdaq jumped more than 2% on the day, with the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average each gaining more than 1.5%. Analysts believe that negotiations over a new economic recovery package also helped drive stocks higher. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke for more than an hour on Monday, attempting to hammer out a deal. They'll resume talks on Tuesday. A new report from the World Health Organization estimates that as many as 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected with coronavirus. The WHO says the infections will impact areas differently, but says that the entire world continues to remain at risk. The report also appears to criticize China's response to the pandemic, saying the country failed to provide accurate information to its public health officials. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris remains scheduled for this Wednesday night, and one former vice presidential candidate says the VP candidates have to be on the same page as their presidential counterparts. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to debate Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on Wednesday night. As far as the roles and responsibilities of a vice president, even during a debate, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman says,
when you accept the role as vice president, and there were some sort of Democratic core constituency groups that were not 100% in favor of my selection, and what we said to them, I and then Vice President Gore, was the reality, which is a president should expect the vice president to argue with him if he disagrees on a matter in private. But once the president decides, that's it.
The nation's second largest movie theater operator says it's suspending operations through the end of the year. Regal Cinemas announced Monday that the closures would begin this Thursday and affect all 536 of its American theaters. The announcement is the latest blow to a struggling movie industry as several blockbuster films were pushed back to 2021 within the last week. Regal's closures will impact approximately 40,000 employees at the company. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.